Sagt die Mischne. Misha Kidesh Achas Mishte Achoyes. If a man went to marry one of two sisters, he doesn't know which one he gave Kedusha to. There were two sisters there. He gave one of them a prut, a ream, and later they forgot which one of the two he was Mekadesh. So he can't live with either one of them, because anyone he lives with, he has to be afraid, maybe that's the sister of his wife, and she's an erva, your wife's sister. Therefore, what you have to do is, noise and get lezu, the get lezu. You have to give a get to both of them. That's the only thing. What about mace? Let's say this man that Suffolk married one of the two daughters, two sisters, died. For loy ach echot. And this man now has only one brother. The lacher is chalitza l'shteyim. He has to give chalitza to both of his two wives, to Suffolk. He has to give chalitza to both of them. So Drashi, to loy yoda eiz hi yivimtoi. Because we don't know really which one was your brother's wife. Now, umechlitz chada v'yiv mechada, the chur, the answer is, give chalitza to one, and then go be miyabim the other one. So Rashi says, loy, you can't do that. The achoyz chalutzosoy asulam d'rabonim. And since you gave chalitza to one, the first one you gave chalitza to, we have to be afraid maybe that was your wife's brother. So she's called the chalitza. The halacha is her sister is also to you with the rabbanon. So once you gave chalitza to one, you can't be miyav the other one. Now the yevumi bereisha, I go and marry one of them. Nami loy, the dilma loy zuhi yevimtoi. Maybe this is not your brother's wife. Maybe the one you're going to marry now is the sister of your brother's wife. What comes out, ukapoga v'yachoy sukukosoy, tehevi kishtoy. Really, Zika is the other sister, was your brother's wife. Shosi has Zika to you. You're like married to her? So if you go and marry the other sister, you're to Navera. So therefore, you can't be miyab either one of them. So the answer is, you have to give chalitza to both of them. Hoyeloshnayim, let's say the brother that again married one of the two sisters, and he died, he had two brothers left over. Then the lacher is echad chalitz, one brother has to give chalitza to one. The echad miyabim, and then the second brother, mamanushach, he's mutter to be miyabim, the second wife. Because mamanushach, if when the first one gave chalitza, he hit the brother's wife, the yavama, so the other sister is not wasn't married to your brother, so she's mutter to you. She's not a chayz chalitzasoy, you didn't give a chalitza. Elamai, maybe the first brother that gave chalitza hit the wrong one, so what? Now, when the second one is being miyab, and the second one, he's being miyab, his brother's wife. So, Mamonashok, when you have two brothers left over, one brother gives chalitza first, and then the second brother, if he wants to, could be miyab in the second one. Now, what about Kodmu Bekonsu? Let's say one brother fast first when it was miyab in one of them. Ain't much seeing miyadim. We don't say he has to give or get, but rather what we do is we tell the second brother, fast go and give chalitza to the other one. So, even on the tzant, that the real Yavama was the second one. So when the first brother married a sister, he didn't have Eira, because he married Achoyz Sukhasoy. Still, when the second brother now gives Chalitza to the real Yavama, Chalitza takes off the Zikul of Afreya. That's what Rashi says here. That when the second brother fasts, gives Chalitza to the second one, Chalitza takes off the Zikul of Afreya. So now when the first brother married the sister, there's no Aveira anymore. What about now, Shnayim Shekitsu Shteachoyes? Two brothers married two sisters. But Zeinu Yodeya Eze Kiddush. Rashi says, no, the Hemdochim. Stam, two men. Love after two brothers. Shnayim, two men. Two different people. Shnayim Shekitsu Shteachoyes. They married two sisters. Each man happened to go to his two sisters and gave one of them Kedushin, and each one forgot which one he was Mekadesh. So Kitzur, there are two husbands here, and each one has a suffix, which one is his wife. So Lachar is, Zeh Noisen Shnei Gittin, Vizeh Noisen Shnei Gittin. What has to happen is each man here has to give two gets. Each one of them, he has to give a get. He gives like just like one. You don't know which one is your wife and which one is your sister. He also to both of them. So you have to give both of them a get. What about Mesu? Let's say these two men died now, the two husbands died. Lo ze'ach u le'ze'ach. Each husband had a brother. Again, these two people were not brothers. Two strangers. Married two sisters. And now these two strangers died. And each one had one brother. So Kitzur, there are two brothers now, but they have a suffix, the two sisters, which one is each one's Yevama? So lochur is zeh chulas l'shtayim v'zeh chulas l'shtayim. Again, they can't make yibum to any one of them. They're afraid they're marrying a chosuk and chosoi. So therefore, both of them have to give chalitza to both of them. That's the way you play it safe. Both of them have to give chalitza to the two sisters. What about l'zeach? One man that died had only one brother alive. Well, l'zeh shnayim. The other man that died had two brothers alive. So the case is like now, lochur is like this. Hayochid, the one that only has one brother, chaylus l'shtayim, he has to give chlitza to both of them. The maisi only had one brother. It's a suffer these two sisters, you don't know which one was really your brother's wife, so you can't marry either one of them, because maybe you're marrying the one that's not your brother's wife, which is the sister of your zika, so that's also to you. So therefore you have to give both of them chlitza. So the one... the one that only has one brother, that brother has to give both of them chalitza. Is hayochid chelas l'shtayim. The ashnayim, what about the one that died that had two brothers left over? So there are two brothers here now, that they have to take care of these two sisters. Echot chelas. The best answer is, first one of them gives chalitza to one. And then, mamonishach v'yechad miyabim. Mamonishach, the second brother, is muta to the second sister. Mamonishach. If the sister that the first one gave chalitza to was really his brother's wife, so then the second sister is nothing. She wasn't married to your brother. So the second brother is allowed to marry her. Elamai, maybe when the first brother gave chalitza was to the wrong one. So then very good, when the second one now is giving miyabim, he's been miyabim, his wife's brother. So therefore, in such an eitzah, that's what happens when the two brothers, first the brother gives chalitza to one, and then the second brother could be miyabim. What about Kodmu the consul? Again, the second pair of brothers, one of them fast went and married one first. Made Yibum. The same Allah, ain't might see miyadam. We don't force them to give a get to get rid of her, but rather we say, wait until your second brother gives chalitza to the second one. So Mamonoshach, on the tzad to say that you married the first sister B'Yisr, that she wasn't really your wife's brother. She was the sister of your wife's brother. So Lukhuritz Achaisuk Kosoi. She's also to you. But when your second brother gives the real Yavama the Chalitza, that takes off the Zikah L'mafreya, and therefore now you're mutter to stay with your wife. So therefore, ain't much see miyadam, we don't tell you to give her a get. What about again, the case was again, Lezeshnaim. Two strangers married two sisters. And each stranger, when he died, he left over two brothers. So Kitza, there are four brothers here over two sisters. We don't know what to do. Is Achim Shelzeh, the brother of one brother from one husband, Cholet Liachas. He should give Chalitza to one of them. The Achim Shelzeh, now a brother from the second husband, is Cholet Liachas. He should give Chalitza to the other one. Now, so both these two wives so far got Chalitza from each one of the two brothers. Now Achim Shelzeh, now the second brother from the first husband, Miyabim, he could go be Miyabim, Chalutzoso Shelzer. He should marry the second sister. In other words, again, from each husband had two brothers. So first the brother gives Chalitza to one. Now then the second brother, he could be Miyabim, the other sister. And the same way the other husband, he left over two brothers. So that first brother has to give Chalitza to one. And then the second brother could be Miyabim, the second one. That's lovely. Miyabim chalutzasa shalzeh, the yachir shalzeh, miyabim chalutzasa shalzeh. That's the eitzah. Then for sure they're not being pagay in an erva, and for sure if anything, it's your brother's yavama, it's your brother's wife, and if it's not your brother's wife, salamaisa, there's no mitzvah yibim now, because the other brother already gave a chalitza. So for sure she had chalitza. On the side it's your brother's wife, so you could be miyabim her. On the side it wasn't your brother's wife, it was the other's husband's wife, so then, that brother already gave chalitza. So, Manashach, she's mutter to you. What about Kodmu Shnayim v'chotzu? Let's say two of them first. Kodmu Shnayim v'chotzu. Lo yivmu ha-shnayim. Let's say, for two brothers, right away went and gave chalitza. The two brothers gave chalitza to both of them. Then, lo yivmu ha-shnayim. The next two brothers should not make yibum. El echot chalitz. For sure, one of them first has to give chalitza. The Yechon Miyabim, then the second one could be Miyabim. But you have to have Chalitza first, because maybe if you'll be Miyabim one first, you have to be afraid this was not your wife's, your brother's wife. The other one was your brother's wife. Says, so this is called Achois Zukasai, she's also to you. So therefore, the second two brothers, one of them first gives Chalitza, and then the second one, Monoshach, could make Yivam. What about Kodmu Vakonsu? Let's say the second pair of brothers, first they go make Yibam, one is Miyabim right away. Again, the Lachur is Ein Mekiy Miyodam. We don't say you have to give her a get, but rather just wait until your brother gives Chalitza to the other one. So Monoshach Yimutta, because your brother took off the chalitza, gave chalitza to the other sister. So on the tzad, that was your wife's brother. That took off the zikul of Mafreya. So now that you married the achoy sukukosoy, you married the sister of your brother's wife, once the other brother gave the chalitza, she now becomes mutter to you. So just stay put until your brother makes chalitza, then it's alright. So kids, these are the cases of what happens when two people marry two sisters. So to Gemara now. Shema mina from our Mishnah, we have a raya that kedushin shein misura lebiya, heavy kedushin. And we have some achloikas in the Gemara in kedushin like this. Is that called kedushin? Like, what's the first case of our Mishnah? The first case of our Mishnah is misha kidesh achas mishte achoyis. You went over to two sisters and you mekadesh one of them. You don't know which one. Lamaisa, you're not allowed to live with either one of them. You can't have biya with any of them, because whoever one you want to live with, you have to be afraid she's not your wife, but she's your wife's sister. So it comes out, how kedush kedushin michal? This is called the kedushin shein misur nabiya. You can't live with her. And there's a man yomer that says that's not called kedushin. The ikra of kedushin is to be able to live with her. So according to now, Mishnah should be a proof that still it's called kedushin. Even though you make kedushin a nisha that you're not allowed to live with, still kedushin is chal? So Gemara says no. I'll tell you how Mishnah means, hocha b'mayaskino and kishukru. At the beginning, you married one sister, and at the time you married her, you knew who she was. So it's called, you're allowed to live with her. Or live saif nisarvu. But then later, the two sisters got mixed up together, and they're like twins, vice versa, and you don't remember which one is your wife. That's what the Mishnah's talking about. So in such a case, since at the time when you married her, you knew which one was your wife. You were allowed to marry her, live with her. Therefore, the kedushin is chal. Now the question is later, when they get mixed up and you don't know which one's your wife, minasafik, you have to give them both a get. Dekanami, I'll bring you proof, that's Pshana Mishnah. Tiktoni, the Mishnah says, v'yeni yodeya, he does not know. Mashman, now he does not know. For like yotoni, v'yeni yodua, it doesn't say it wasn't known. It wasn't known means he never knew which one was his wife. Enechanami, maybe then the kedushin will not be chal. But just as Losh v'yeni yodeya means now he does not know. Shema mina, that at one time when he first married her, he knew who his wife was. That's why the kedushin was chal. Just later on, they got mixed up, the two sisters. You forgot which one is your wife. Now you can't live with either one of them. Therefore, you have to give them both a get. For the Umari of Sol, my kemashmon, the was the chiddush pshita, like pshita kedushin is chal. So Umar says, seif ritzuch lei. And echnami, the ratio, the first case is pshita, but the second case is the chiddush. Mace, let's say you died. You have only one brother, that your brother has to give chalitza to two of them. That's the chiddush. He can't give chalitza to one, but he has to give chalitza to both of them in a suffix. Rashi says, Diktoni, seif itzrachlei. Rashi says, Diktoni, echot chalitza v'yachem miyabim. Okay, Rashi is going to the chiddush when you have two brothers left over. So one gives chalitza, one gives yibam. The shaminon davka michlat chad. The chiddush is first you have to give chalitza for her the yavumi, and then you miyabim the other one. The monoshach, capriciously ill, like we said before. Hey, that's the chiddush in the sefer. When you left over two brothers, mace. No, this Rashi going to the next Gemara. We hear it saying, "My kamashlon was a sefer yisrochlei mace v'loy achech." You only have one brother. That's cholos l'shtayim. That's gubra chiddush. That he can't be miyabim. He has to give chalitza to both of them. That's the chiddush. Right. And then the next case of the Mishnah was hoyu lo shnayim. Let's say this one person that died and left over two brothers. Now it says echot cholos v'echot miyabim. First one brother gives chalitza. Then the second brother, if he wants to, could be miyabim the second wife. And here the chiddush is dafka this or this way. Mechlatz. First one brother has to give the first one chalitza. For hodi yavumi. And then if he wants to, we can marry the second wife. Avu yavumi bereisha. But if one brother, again, you have a case where the one husband, one man, married one of two sisters. He doesn't know which one. And he died. And he has two brothers now. So say these two brothers, first one brother cannot be miyabim one of them. Avu yavumi bereisha loy. We have to be afraid the one you want to marry now was not really your brother's wife. So what is she? She's the sister of your brother's wife. So since your brother's wife has zika, she fell to Yibam, it's like you're a little bit married to your brother's wife. So you're also to a sister. So therefore you can't be miyabim one first. First one brother has to give a chalitza. After one brother gave a chalitza, so the zika went off, if that's the Yivama, so then you mutter to the other one. And on the side, the first one gave chalitza, meant nothing, then very good, the second one is the Yivama, you can make Yibam. Now the next case, Mishnah says, Shnayim Shekitcha Shnei Achoyis. Again, two strangers married two sisters. Again, Lechura, Shemamin, the Kedushin, Shemesur, and the Via, heavy Kedushin. Lechura, if two people married two sisters, they don't know which one is their wives. Each one is also to live with any one of them. So Lechura, why is the Kedushin Chal together? So again, the Gemara is the same terrace. No, there's no proof from here. Hachinami, you know what we're talking about here. Kishukru, at the beginning, each one knew who he married. So he was allowed to live with his wife. Well, if Seif Nisar, but first later they got mixed up together. And they could not bring you a proof. Tiktonia, Mishnah says, V'eni Yedeya, they do not know now. V'loi Ketoni, V'eni Yedu, it doesn't say they did not know at all. It was not known. Shema Mina, that it was known, but just now they forgot. For the Gemara of Sawa, Maikum Ashmelon, what's the Chiddush then? Seif Yitzvachle, the Chiddush in the Seifa. Meisu, these two strangers died. Loze Echod, Loze Shnayim. One had left over one brother, one left over two brothers. Is Hayochad Chilas Kishtayim. The first brother has to give chalitza to both of them. For Yashnayim, now the second pair of the second husband, those two brothers, Echad Chilas V'Echad Miyabim. For the Gemara Pshita, Hainu Reish, Islam, which is the same halacha of the Reisha. From the Reisha, we know these are the same halachas. Verse says, no. Ma'adutayim, I would have thought over here, Ligza Tshrei Yotuchad. Since here the case is, one husband only had one brother. Now that brother could only give chalitza. So maybe making Zera, even though the second husband left over two brothers, maybe making Zera that both brothers have to medafka give chalitza, and neither of them can make Yibum, because Otto maybe the first brother would make Yibum. Kamash Malom, we don't make this Zera, that's the Chiddush. That the one that only has one brother, he can't make chalitza. He only has to make chalitza. But the second husband left over two brothers, those two brothers, the answer is, first you give chalitza, and then the second brother, if he wants to, he could have miyavim the other one. But Manu Shach, she's mutter to him. Either it's Mamish, his brother's wife, or else on the tzad, she's the sister, but then the first brother already gave chalitza to the real Yivama. So Mel the Zika goes off, therefore she's mutter to you. First has to be chalitza, and then has to be Yivam. Av Yivumi Bereshim, if you make Yivam first, light, that's no good. The Kapoga B'Yivam L'Shuk. Because if you make Yivam first, you have to be afraid, maybe being Pageya, B'Yivam L'Shuk. Because maybe she's not your Yivama. Maybe she's the other one's Yivama. Maybe she's the other husband's wife. And she's called the Yivama. So you marry, you're being Pagani, Yivama Lashuk. So therefore you can't marry her. Therefore you have to have Chalitza first. The first brother has to give Chalitza. Then the second pair one can make Yibum. Because if not, you have to be afraid the one you're marrying now wasn't your brother's wife altogether. It was the other stranger's wife. So she's a real Yivama. So if you marry her now, you're being over the Yavera, marrying Yivama Lashuk. Therefore, first has to go Chalitza, then has to go Yivam. Lizeshnaim was Zeshnaim. For the Gemara, Sulamali Hainuach, what's the difference now that each one had two brothers? Because Mal the Tayma Ligzer. Dilma Miyabim Beloy Chalitza. Maybe they'll forget to make Chalitza altogether. And the Lani make Yivam, Kamash Malan. You don't make these Gzeres. For the Gemara, Maishna, why is it different here? You heard the time that we learned. Arba Achin. Four brothers, Shnayim Yem Nesuyin Shnei Achoyis, two brothers married two sisters, Omeiso Nesuyin Achoyis, and the two brothers that married the two sisters died. So Allah was again, there were four brothers. Two of them married two sisters, and those two brothers died. So the two sisters now fall to the other two brothers. Allah is a Re'elu Chotzes Leimus Yabemis, that the other two brothers, Bedavka, have to give Chalitza, not Yibum. So why? Why don't we say let one brother give Chalitza first, and then let the other brother make Yibum? What kind of